I'll give you an example. Whenever I've been in the toughest times of my life, these are things that have pulled me out. I had an experience I remember many years ago when I was kind of at a crossroads, I felt, in my career and my life. I felt I had topped out, that I had maximized what could be done, because in the industry of what I do, I was doing more than anybody else. And so I was thinking about my goals, my desires, what I would do with my life, and I have a lot of people that I coach, many of which pay me $1 million a year to coach them, some of the most successful people in the culture. And so I'm always helping these people. And after a while, I thought, you know what? I'm always coaching everybody else. I could really use some coaching. And, you know, they value me more than the money. I've become very good friends with them. I love them. They love me. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to form like a kitchen cabinet. I'm going to bring these people together, and I'm going to tell them about all the opportunities in my life, because I got to stay focused, and ask them which direction I should really go. And so I called them all up. They all agreed. They flew to New York City because a bunch of us were going to be there, and we had this meeting. Now, the night before, I thought about what I want to have accomplished in the meeting, and I thought, I don't have the life experience to really know which of these paths is most effective. And these people are some of the most successful business people on the planet. Literally, worth billions of dollars, running unbelievable numbers of businesses with decades and decades of experience. So I thought, I'm going to ask them, they're going to guide me, and I'm going to be open with them in every way. I'm going to tell them the good, the bad, the ugly, everything about where I've been, where I am, where I'm going. And my other outcome for the day was to connect them, because I knew them all individually. They knew of each other because they're very famous people in the business community, but I didn't think they were all friends. One of them was, it turned out. So we sat down, everybody's there, they were wonderful, they gave me the day. And I said, let's start out just by having people share who they are, where they've been, where they're going. So I said, let's take the time, because I said, this is a group of people that I want to be friends a long time. So each person shared, and it was really revealing, it was really wonderful, it was very powerful. That went on for about 2 or 3 hours. About 2 or 3 hours later, it finally came to me, I'm the last person. So I said, I want to tell you how I got where I am and the path I went on, so you have a context, because there's no foreground without background. And because also it'll help you understand where I want to go, and then I want to have you evaluate with me a bunch of opportunities and kind of give me some coaching which direction you think would be ideal for me. No problem. So then I tell them my story. Now my story, most of you don't know unless you've been to Life Enterprise Management Seminar, my business story is an unbelievable story. Because I entered a business where there was no real distribution channel. So I created one. I had no experience in business. I have no business background. I had no desire to be a businessman. I just love people. I knew I had a certain gift, and I wanted to deliver to the mass audience that I possibly could. So most of my learning was by trial and error, and there were plenty of errors, as you might guess. The definition of an entrepreneur is a person who can make enough money to pay for their mistakes, right? Which is what I basically did. The battles I've been through, the things I've learned are beyond imagination. I have an unbelievable education. I spoke at Harvard, and I had a standing room only, had the largest audience they've ever had other than for Bill Gates. They thought I'd have 200 or 300 people. I was supposed to speak for an hour. I spoke for 3.5 hours. No one moved. And I wrote it up because I was able to bring to them real life experience, not from someone who was given a business, who understood it, but somebody who figured it out from the ground up. The point of the matter is, it's not a very pretty picture of what it takes. Life abhors a straight line. Nature abhors a straight line. If you see a straight line anywhere in nature, a man made it. What happens in nature is things unwind or wind up or down and around. It's never direct. And so my experience was that. So I shared with them everything. I held nothing back because these are the men who I respect most in the world, who I think are the most brilliant, powerful minds I know of, the most successful people in business in the world. As I told the story, about halfway through it, I saw them starting to tighten up. I saw a couple of them get veins in their neck starting to tighten. A couple other ones looked like they were in fear. By the time I was done, I started to talk about all the options I had and opportunities I had, which were immense. And all of a sudden, one of them said, stop. I don't want to hear about any opportunities. You need to go back and work on your business some more. He said, you haven't been that many years out of trouble, for God's sakes. You just made it stable 3 or 4 years ago. That's not enough time. If you were a manager of one of my divisions, I'd be freaking out right now. I said, you are freaking out right now. And he went, and then this same guy, a very, very famous man, 2 weeks before he'd been to a UPW as my guest. He came up to me on the second day and said to me, pulled me aside at lunch and said, Tony, I got to tell you something. This is the most powerful thing I've ever been to. You put out so much energy, I can't even believe it. He said, I don't know where you get that energy. This is, you work harder than any man I've ever seen. I mean, you go to a concert, it lasts 3 hours. He said, you know, you got a 12-hour concert for like 3 days in a row. This is insane. He said, I don't know how you do it. He said, listen, I got to tell you something. You work too hard. You're going to have to start thinking about what you're going to do instead. 2 weeks later, he's in a meeting. He goes, you're not working hard enough. Same guy. He's going, you got to come back. You got to come back to your business. I said, listen, I'm on the road. I am on the business. He goes, no, but you got to do it more. I said, you don't understand. This is my life's work. This, no, you got to do this. And then a second guy jumps in. And all of a sudden, they start saying things. And I felt myself suddenly just ripped open. I feel emotionally not just vulnerable. I feel like I'm being destroyed. And I can't remember feeling that way since I was in high school.